She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree who copes with life by smoking too much weed. Dodgy and cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
Welcome back to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, brought to you by Locatora Productions. And who am I? Well, I'm your most pious and sainted host, Mala Munoz, here to say hello and welcome back to another episode of my cute little cannabis podcast. Now, this is a short little episode in anticipation of this Friday's Marihuanera listening party and smoke sesh. I'm going to chat just a wee bit about Hispanic Heritage Month, and then I'm thanking all of our sponsors and collaborators who are making our Friday listening party and smoke sesh a possibility. So I'm smoking a little pre-roll, and this is just a little pre-cum of an episode, if you will. And on Friday, we are full on ear fucking live and in person in a secret location in the DTLA Arts District when we light up and tune in to an unheard, unreleased, yet to be recorded episode of this here Bud and Pony show, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. If it wasn't already clear, this is explicit content for adults, 21 plus only, the podcast, but also the event. If you're 18, you can listen to this podcast. I'm not going to hold you. It's fine. I'm just saying, bring your big girl panties because it's going to be a party, okay? But first, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Yes, that fateful, fateful month. Honestly, I'm already exhausted. Please let it be Halloween. But anywho, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. And by the time this episode comes out, surprise, surprise, Diosa and me, yes, that is grammatically correct, we just might be prominently displayed on a gigantic Spotify billboard in the middle of not the Citadel, not the Santa Fe Springs Flea Market, and not the shops at Montebello, formerly known as the Montebello Town Center. No, our Spotify billboard is not going to be in any locations. Our Spotify billboards is in Times Square, bitch. New York City. Times Square. On 43rd and Broadway, across from the Ernst & Young building. Baby. Oh my God. So head to our Instagram at locatora_radio or my Instagram at mala_Munoz because I'm pretty sure that by the time this little pre-com of an episode drops on your feed, that our faces, and can I just say my ass in particular, are gonna be blown the fuck up on a Spotify billboard in Times Square. So if I have nothing else to offer this Hispanic Heritage Month, I give you my ass on a billboard in Times Square, as I said a couple times before, if that was unclear. So check us out, show us some love. Please go tell Spotify they need to give us a fucking show. It's been years. Years. So anyways, congrats to us. Thanks to our team, Camilla Creative, for bringing us amazing opportunities. And thanks to the folks at Spotify for inviting us to be in our first ever Spotify Hispanic Heritage Month campaign. Yes. That's a little Hispanic Heritage Month milestone for us all to revel in. My only other contribution to Hispanic Heritage Month this year is this, a little balance. If you, like me, watch 90 Day Fiancé and also follow all the spinoff series. I'm talking The Single Life, 90 Days the Other Way, The Family Chantal, all of them, you know what I mean? Jenny and Sumit. Do they have a spinoff or is that just a collection of all their greatest moments? I couldn't tell. I'm trying to like get into it. But you know what I mean? Like the universe. If you're into it, you may have, or maybe you haven't. This is news to me. Maybe you have realized that Big Ed, the Big Ed, like Ed and Rose, like Big Ed from San Diego. Buckle your chonies because Big Ed is half Mexican. Yes, Big Ed is half Mexican. Big Ed is Latinx, okay? His mother is a Mexican señora who prays to La Virgen de Guadalupe every time her weirdo son brings home a woman that is closer in age to his daughter than to him. They're all, ay, Dios mío, I know. And the poor señora is like shaving his back and helping him to shave his whole body before he goes on dates with these women. I know. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month to all of us. Okay, I'm kidding. My only other contribution to Latinx Heritage Month is this. Support your favorite indie creators, goddammit. Like their work, share their work, comment on it, subscribe, become a patron, go to their events, buy their merch. Like, support the creators you actually want to see thrive. Put your streams where your fucking politics are, bitch. Like, give your comments to the creatives you actually like. Instead of fucking hate trolling and harassing strangers that you will never meet and who have had no impact on your life, by fucking spamming their pages because you find them problematic, save those fucking comments and that energy for some Black, Indigenous people of color that you actually fuck with and that you claim to want to see thrive. All right? That's my Hispanic Heritage Month advice to all of you listening at home. Instead of engaging in, like, obsessive, borderline, like, e-stalking behavior and just camped out on the page of a bitch that you claim to want to deplatform, like, because they're fucked up in some way or another, like, go put some money into, like, a crowdfunding campaign for a Black trans creative who needs to secure funds for housing, because they're out there and they're not getting funded. But you're busy tweeting about Camila Cabello every 5 minutes, ensuring that she gets booked on every fucking stage ever because she's trending constantly. So do what you claim to care about and go support the people that you actually want to uplift this Hispanic Heritage Month. And you can quote me. Final word. Final word on Hispanic Heritage Month. Latino is not a race. We know this. And anti-Blackness, colorism, anti-indigeneity, homophobia, and femicide in Latin America. These are interconnected issues and its various diasporas. Now, finally, I want to thank all the incredible potheads and allies to the pothead community who are making Friday's Marihuaneta listening party / smoke sesh possible. And I want to start with Locals Only, who actually started as a podcast and now have a series of locations throughout LA for, you guessed it, local events. Thank you for providing the 420 friendly outdoor space for our listening party and sesh. I also want to thank our sponsor, Cookies Impact, for sponsoring an Equity Brands booth at our event on the 24th, because unfortunately, Cookies Impact, as a sponsor, cannot be there in person, but with their sponsorship, they're making it so that an Equity cannabis brand can be there in person with a booth to interact with the community and meet our listeners. So a little bit about Cookies. Cookies Social Impact is built with the vision of forming stronger, more equitable communities through cannabis. This event is also possible with the support of Bullhorn FM. Bullhorn FM is an interactive podcasting platform, and they actually recently featured Locatora Radio as podcast of the week not too long ago, so go check them out. They're all over social media. They have their own platform. It's an interactive platform for podcasters. So thank you, Bullhorn FM, for contributing to our party. This Marihuaneta listening party and smoke sesh, the plan is for this to be a monthly event. Fourth Friday of every month, barring catastrophe. And this Friday's listening party and smoke sesh is going to have everything. I mean, food, drinks, jokes, and tokes. So Locals Only is providing the food and the drinks. I'm providing the jokes, obviously. And then we're also going to be partnering with some cool dispensaries and canna brands to bring the toques to you. But you can also bring your own weed with a ticket. Bring your own weed with purchase of a ticket. And you can head to my Instagram at @Mala_Munoz to get a ticket, link in bio. We're going to have DJs, tunes by DJ Zuri. Okay, vendors, Amaro Art, Micah Amaro. Micah made our Mighty Juanita logo. Chickstera, Brenda Covarrubias, beautiful handmade jewelry. You might just be able to buy the very earrings I will be wearing that day. I know, it's just too much to even handle or process right now. We're also going to have Chicali Products vending. Chicali Products from episode 7, Latina-owned legal CBD brand. Come check them out. And if you haven't gotten tickets yet, there might still be some. I don't know. I'm not sure. They're selling out on one platform, but we're still selling more on another platform called Dice. Head to my Instagram at @Mala_Munoz and head to the link in my bio. There might be some more left. And for those who missed it, last week was our very first ever Patreon-exclusive virtual smoke sesh. We were joined by Chelly of Chicali Products to learn firsthand how she built her CBD business from the ground up. So if you can't make it in person to the live events, these virtual events are a great option because we really are trying to build a community of marihuaneras to get together, whether in person or virtually, to smoke, to sesh from the comfort of our own homes without judgment. So third Friday of every month, and you can join by subscribing at patreon.com/locatora_productions. We have a marihuaneta tier. Go check it out. And finally, another really fun Patreon incentive is that our marihuaneta patrons can hear their names read on air for every episode of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. Thank you all for your support. Let's get into these patron names, shall we? And I actually got to meet some of our patrons at the smoke sesh. Some of these patrons are going to be in attendance at the in-person listening party and smoke sesh. And those very same patrons just might hear their voices being played in the top secret, unrecorded, yet to be released episode of the podcast that we will be lighting up and tuning into on the day of the event on the 24th. Full circle. I know, meta. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So, that being said. All right. So, I want to thank Chelly, Jocelyn, Maria, Karina, Taylor, Susana, Margarita, AC, Athena, Erica, Eric, Mariah, Serena, Priscilla, Yessi, Ichel, Corina, Alejandra, Nina, Victoria, Joandra, Kiki, Gerardo, Alejandra, Nehomi, Oli, Chelsea, Kikis, Jeanette, Demarie, Ruthie, Christian, Jennifer, Crisol, Madison, Samuel, Yvonne, Carla, Magdalena, Jasmine, Bailey, Christina, Edna, Selena, Selena, I should say, Jennifer, Avocado Toast, Rosalina, Gabriela, Sirenia, and Alex. Thank y'all for your continued support. Head to patreon.com/locatora_productions and subscribe at the marihuaneta tier to join the party. Thank you for lighting up and tuning in to Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. I'm your host, Mala Munoz. Please visit locatoraradio.com to learn more about us and Locatora Productions. Follow us across social media. I'm at @Mala_Munoz. You can also follow us at @Locatora_radio. Thank you so much for lighting up and tuning in. Our audio editor is Stephanie Franco. Our Marihuaneta jingle is by Crisol Lomeli. Marihuaneta logo art is done by the incredible Micah Amaro. This episode written and hosted by me, Mala. Thank you for joining us. This has been a Locatora production.